Dear Noor, I'm writing this letter because the cancer is running like one of those little white rats in a maze, and we both know where this is headed. The rat's not getting out, Noor, and I'm worried about you having to organize the funeral on your own. Planning events was never your strong suit. God knows whether there would have ever been a birthday or graduation party for one of the kids without me around. And I suppose you always knew it was me who wrote our anniversary date down in your date book every year, and had the florist and the jeweler call you with reminders to reserve and shop for the big day. Okay, I had the restaurants call you to set up reservations, too. Some of my friends thought it was terrible that you had to be babysat like that, just so I'd get an anniversary gift. But I always thought at least you ordered the flowers and actually went down to the jewelry store and picked something out on time. I only had to exchange a jewelry gift once. You can't have everything in a marriage, I've always said. So I figure if I give you directions for the funeral, I can at least trust you'll call the florist and the bakery and order the right things, that you'll book the Unitarian Church if I leave you the phone number, and that you'll play the right music if I leave you the CDs. There's one important instruction. Serve cake at the reception. Go to Casa de Pasteles on Morgan Street and ask for the Tres Leches cake. No other cake. Tres Leches. I love that cake. I discovered it after Julia told me about you and the woman. I was wandering down Morgan Street the first Thursday night I knew. Stepped into that bakery and there it was. Light, fluffy, just looking like a soft pillow I could press my cheek against or lie down on. I used to lie down on top of you, remember? Those early years after we both showered. Skin soft, your fingertips wrinkled. You smelled clean, like milk and men's soap. What is that? I asked the nice brown woman behind the counter, with eyes that were the brightest, shiniest black I'd ever seen. Tres leches cake, she told me with a thick Mexican accent. And I thought those words sounded like exotic music, how the first sound rose from the back of her mouth, and the last one pushed off the tip of her tongue. Lots of milk, she said. Leche is milk. And she taught me to say it, my tongue pursed against the back of my front teeth, and then my cheeks drawn back, and then the ch, almost like a kiss. I took the cake home, and I had never tasted that kind of sweetness before. Just like the word, the cake came into my mouth like being kissed. Every Thursday night, while you were with her, I stopped at that bakery. I ate that cake. And then I lay on the bed like after the shower and touched myself, rubbed until I tasted the sweetness all over again. And I said leche over and over.